Krauthammer called intelligent design a fraud and a tarted-up version of creationism, whose only holding is that when there are gaps in some areas of scientific knowledge, in this case evolution, they are to be filled by God. Then, like Bloomberg, he falsely accused the Kansas Board of Education of forcing intelligent design into the statewide biology curriculum. Ordinarily, conservatives such as Derbyshire and Krauthammer know better than to swallow propaganda peddled by the leftist-dominated news media. But in this case, they seem to have let their guard down. As we saw in Chapter 7, far from being the essential foundation for all modern biology, Darwinism largely claims credit for other scientists' work. And Derbyshire's insistence that Darwinism be taught unskeptically as a settled fact, without analyzing the actual evidence for and against it, is equivalent to insisting that it be taught as dogmatic philosophy rather than empirical science. Krauthammer has even less excuse for his misrepresentations of intelligent design in the Kansas situation. Apparently, he never bothered to read or refused to believe anything written by the people he criticizes. Conservative columnist George Will also came out against intelligent design in November 2005. He criticized efforts by the Dover, Pennsylvania School Board to insinuate religion in the guise of intelligent design theory into high school biology classes, because, Will claims, evolution is a fact. Kansas's Board of Education, he wrote, is controlled by the kind of conservatives who make conservatism repulsive to temperate people. Will concluded, "Limited government conservatives will dissociate from a Republican Party more congenial to overreaching social conservatives." So Will regards the controversy over Darwinism and intelligent design as an embarrassing distraction from what he considers a more important issue, controlling federal spending. That is not unreasonable, but Will's ill-informed attacks on the way several states are struggling with Darwinism indoctrination in public school science classes don't help his case. The Wit and Wisdom of Hollywood. I believe in evolution, and I think when it comes to business and the roots of business and the fundamentals of business, I don't think that ever changes. I think the idea of change is an illusion. But in nature, it's necessary to change, and perhaps business is part of nature. I'm not totally sure. Elliot Gould. Darwinian conservatism? Since Derbyshire, Krauthammer, and Will are unduly impressed by the propaganda favoring Darwinism, they want conservatives to stop resisting it. Northern Illinois University political science professor Larry Arnhart goes a step further by arguing that conservatives actually need Darwinism. In 2005, Arnhart wrote, "Many conservatives fear Darwinism as promoting an atheistic and materialistic view of human life that is morally corrupting. Such fears should be dispelled by seeing how Darwinism actually provides a scientific understanding of the natural roots of morality and religion.